You're listening to The Devil's Den, a weekly podcast brought to you by the media production students at Fairhaven High School in Fairhaven, Massachusetts.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family.
So this is Bailey Cormier.
And Kyle Limbo.
And this is The Devil's Den. And this week we're going to be discussing the ins and outs of the production process of Fairhaven High School Theater Company's newest musical, The Addams Family. And today we're sitting down with Mr. Jeremy Young, or Mr. Younger, for those of you listening at home, who is the director and advisor for the club. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your viewpoint of the show.
This show, it's an awesome coming-of-age tale, really. And it's an interesting take on that idea. We see it all the time in TV and movies, that coming-of-age, like, oh, everybody has to grow up and everyone's... The Addams Family does it in a totally different way. It takes these almost archetypal characters at this point within, like, the American pop culture hive mind and starts to play with that idea. So Wednesday Addams, who from the comics and the TV show and the movies, who is normally, you know, depicted as a young kid, is now 18 years old and has fallen in love with a quote-unquote normal boy. And it kind of deals with Wednesday growing up, but more than that, it deals with every single character in the show having to face their own, like, demons and darkness to grow. So it's a coming-of-age tale, but with that darkness and comedy that comes along with the Addams Family.
Yeah, I really love the idea that, like, she falls in love with a normal boy and they're, like, terrified of it, that the normal for us is abnormal to them. Yeah. I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Definitely. So I know last year we did Sweet Charity, and compared to Sweet Charity, the Addams Family is a little bit more out there, if you will.
Sweet Charity was pretty out there.
What was the process you went through in, like, choosing the Addams Family? Like, how did you get to that point?
So first I go through show depression. you usually, it's, believe it or not, the process of picking a musical in particular, the plays are a little bit different, but the musical, it's almost a year in the making.
Yeah.
And so after a show is done, so Sweet Charity closed, and then I go into a deep depression. what happens is you're literally spending 15 hours at the school for months, like, working at it, and then it builds up, and then it's over. And, mm-hmm. and what are you going to do?
Yeah, for everybody involved, because I know that afterward I just don't do anything. I don't leave my house.
Yeah, talk to anyone, and then, like, time passes. Like, you get home from school at a normal time.
Right?
And then you're like,
what am I doing?
What do I do? And so what wound up happening with this one, what will happen after this show, I'm sure, is about a week afterwards, I start listening to things. Ooh. Everything. Lots of things.
Every single musical ever written.
As was the case with Sweet Charity, as was the case with The Addams Family, and as was the case, will be the case with the next musical that we do, the idea wound up coming from my fiance, Ainsley. Mm-hmm. She was just, like, playing things. I was like, no, I hate it. It's not Sweet Charity. So we would go back and forth, and all of a sudden, The Addams Family started to play, and I was like, ooh, this has potential.
Nice.
Yeah. It was different. It was fun. There were lots of different characters. And so then back in April, we started talking it. Mm-hmm. I pitched the idea to Brian Young, other Mr. Young. I pitched the idea to Debbie. And then all of a sudden we started rolling. So the Addams Family has been in the works since about May.
That's awesome. I know, because a lot of kids, like, especially in Drama Club, they'll say, like, the not knowing of, like, of the next season shows is always, like, the most stressful part. Not tech week, not auditions. It's not knowing what you're going to be doing next year is always the stressful
part. Before you have us, like, before you settle on it and you give us the clues, because you always have us guess on the Facebook page and the Twitter and everything, we're all just thinking up, like, anything it could be. Like, I remember last year people thought we were doing, like, Lion King in, like, the 2 weeks before you, like, started giving clues.
Yeah.
I remember one of the clues this year was, like, I don't know, I forget what his name was, but it was like, this guy would really like it because it has to do with the moon. And I remember going on Google being like, what musicals have to do with the moon? And I was like searching, but yeah.
But it's a whole long process, but a lot of thought goes into it. It goes into, like, the the size of the cast that we had mm-hmm. the prior year, how many people are leaving, how many mm-hmm. people I know are coming from Hastings or Ford or wherever else. And it's always trying to give the most opportunities to the most students.
Yeah.
All right. So it's definitely, you're kind of new to the theater company. I don't know, like it's like your third musical. One, two, three. Eighth show, yeah. So now that you have eight, well, soon to be eight under your belt, how has this like experience of the past like 3 years been?
It's been the best experience I've ever had. Awesome. I mean that completely honestly. Uh-huh. I always knew that I wanted to do music teaching and be involved in high schools and colleges, but coming here and the way that the position is set up, I'm here all the time. And I get to work with some of the best students in the world, some of the best staff, mm-hmm. Scott and Heidi and Deb and Tracy and my dad. Like, it's a fantastic experience. And really, like, when I get home at the end of the day, like, I'm exhausted, mm-hmm. but there's nothing I could see myself doing ever
yeah.
other than this. Like, it really is awesome.
And yeah. you've told us a lot about the production staff. Do you mind just going through like who they are, what they do, what they're working on right now? Tell us a little bit about who else you're working with.
Sure. So our producer is Mr. Young, Brian Young, and he handles all of the money, the finances. Mm-hmm. He has to contact all of our musicians that we hire out. He has to deal with the drop companies. He has to deal with... So that's his spiel. He helps us working on different sets and things like that. Ms. Higgins is our choreographer, so she plans the dances, works through the choreography. Scott and Heidi Winnett are they're our technical directors, really. They yeah. They build the sets, they design the sets, and they're awesome. Really. I really think that between myself, Scott, Heidi, Ainsley, my fiance, Mr. Young, Ms. Higgins, and Deb, like, we sit down at a different time and we just talk about things and, like, it's like, but what if? Deb Rodericks does our costumes, and this woman is a magician.
I agree. Love Deb Rodericks.
I cannot agree more.
She is a magician. I told her on the band trip last year, so we're on our way to Toronto, and I'm sitting here, and Heidi was asleep on our chair, and Deb was behind her, and I said, Deb, going back and forth, and finally she's like, what? I said, here. And I threw her my phone, and like, all the students are around. Like, they had no clue. And I was like, this is what we're going to do next year. And she's like, are you kidding me? So, yeah. it was cool. But I think that really the production staff can be summed up in the word, what if?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And over the last 3 years, I think we've really worked super hard to mm-hmm. push the envelope.
100%.
Everything that we do is to make it bigger and better. And when I look back at other shows that we've done, everything is building on that.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. skills that we learn as a production staff, it's all about building and getting better mm-hmm. and moving forward.
Yeah. So now that we've heard a little bit about you and everything, let's play a little bit of a rapid fire questions. Number one, what is your favorite song, period, in the happy musical? Sad. Happy Sad. What has been your favorite song to teach?
I love Full Disclosure, but. But.
There's always a but.
I have a soft spot for One Normal Night.
Nice. Yes.
There's some really crazy.
And they've both been tough to learn for yeah. some of us.
What is your, like, what is the moment, like, right now you're going through production, what was your favorite moment that you sit back and you're like, this is the moment, this is why I chose this show, this is why I do my job, like, what moment?
I don't want to give too much away, but yeah. In the Act One finale, there's a moment where the entire company is on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and you think it's going to go one way, and then something completely different happens,
oh, yeah.
and, there's this moment when something went flying across the stage. You'll see it. You'll see it. And the genuine reactions from people that had not seen that happen. The way that scene happened is we blocked it with a smaller group, and then I started putting people in around it. So people didn't know that it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
It was flying out.
Yeah.
You got to see it to believe it. It's incredible.
I totally see that.
Every time I react to it in the back, I'm not acting. It's terrifying. the object is right there.
We'll cut that part out. No. So now that we've talked about a little bit about this show, I know you've obviously done shows in the past in college and high school. What have been some of your like favorite roles that you've played? Some of your favorite shows that you've done in the past?
Jeez. I loved being Seymour in Little Shop when I was in high school.
But I
did a lot of different ensemble work when I was in college. I've done some stuff like out in the community, but I think my favorite experience actually happened. It was one of the reasons why I like fell in love with theater. It was when I was in eighth grade. Nice. And I was working with Cape Cod Opera, and they it's all professionals that are coming in from Boston. I was doing an internship there. And so I was working as a stagehand for that show. Now, one of the things that they had to do is the stagehands, there were two of us. We had to actually become part of the show. Ooh. And we were working on a show called The Mikado, which is an operetta. Mm-hmm. And the scene, the director was crazy. He was awesome, though. The director was absolutely insane. And he decided that the Mikado's aria, he's like this like domineering ruler, mm-hmm. was going to be on a golf course.
Oh.
And so we're in this picture like a double-decker theater. Uh-huh. Right? So you've got the mid-house and then there's balcony. And so the Mikado, we had to like hit the balls. Like, so he was driving like foam balls into the audience. It was incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the best part about that was I had to drive a golf cart on stage and be his caddy at E3. And I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. This is incredible. Yeah.
I want to ride golf carts around a stage for the rest of my life.
Do you know what, though? Like, until you've ridden a golf cart around, like, I mean, picture, like, a 12, 13-year-old Jeremy Young like, getting in a golf cart, and you hear, like, these, like, professional opera singers, and they're like, who the heck is this little
kid? And for next year's musical, he will be reprising that role. One-man show, just full golf cart, doing donuts for 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely. So now that you've kind of been on both sides of the equation, on stage, backstage, directing, if you could, like, which one do you think is, like, your favorite, if you have a favorite? Or are they both equally as much of your love?
I think it's an equal thing, but I really love directing and coaching people through it. I had a professor and someone who was, like, my mentor who... I was lamenting to her. I was like, like when I go into teaching, like it'll be different. Like I won't be out there performing. And like I was, like every single night I was rehearsing and performing. And she's like, no, you don't understand. That is your performance. I was like, all right. And it really is, and it's awesome, and it's way better because like it's you guys.
Yeah.
And I get to watch you guys grow, which is way more fulfilling than. Mm-hmm. Getting up there myself. I do love that, but it's so incredible, like watching things come together in like that small stage. And
So I guess we're definitely excited for Adam's family to go up. Have any parting words, Mr. Younger?
You have to come see it.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Do. It's so incredible. I say it every year. I was talking to Dr. Baldwin the other day. Sent him an email. He's coming on Thursday night. That'll
awesome.
Be cool.
That's awesome.
He's coming when Mr. Kulak's coming too. So you got like, you know, lots of cool people coming in. And I said, I say it every single year, but this is the best one.
It really is.
It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And it's awesome to see like the cast come together and create their own ideas.
We will be back in a moment with three of the cast members from the show, and we'll get a little bit of their insight on the whole process.
Yes, coming up we're going to sit down with Gomez, Morticia, and Wednesday Adams. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a bit.
Tune in on Channel 9 at 7:43 a.m. Monday to Friday to see BDTV featuring Cameron Kruger with their Blue Devil weather forecast on Monday and Friday. Streaming is also available on fhsart.net/BDTV.
So my name is Bailey Cormier, and I'm here with Kyle Limbaugh. And we're back here with the upper cast, or part of the upper cast, for the upcoming Fairhaven High School Theater Company's musical, The Addams Family. And today, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Alicia Amaral, and I will be playing Morticia Adams.
My name is Sam Morsfall, and I will be playing Gomez Adams.
My name is Lindsay Asher, and I'm going to be playing Wednesday Adams.
All right, so thank you guys for coming out and for this interview today.
No problem.
So we just have a few questions for you. Let's start with just like a little synopsis of the show, how it's going, what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. So it takes place when Wednesday Addams is all grown up and she finds love, but with someone who is unconventional in the eyes of the Addams family. And it's all about the families trying to get along, secrets are uncovered, and it's a lot of fun.
So let's go around and see how you guys all developed this character that you've been chosen to play. Lisa, do you want to start?
Sure. So for my Morticia Addams, I spent a lot of time prior to the cast list coming out of looking at other shows and other productions put on this play and how other Morticias carried their character out. I also spent a lot of time watching the Bebe Neuwirth and the Nathan Lane version, which was put on Broadway, so I could have a professional
reference
for the show.
Yeah, I just want to say that I love that, like, months ahead you were, like, prepared to be Morticia. I loved your dedication because I know I had talked to you before you auditioned and you were, like, ready, and I knew you were going to get it.
Yeah. Sam, do you have anything to say?
So getting into Gomez Addams as a character probably started with the accent first, and it's all about developing the accent and basing your character around that. And once you have the accent, you stay in it, and then you can just really tweak what you have and, you know, say, deliver your lines with a different outlook. I try to every time because then each rehearsal I have something to build on.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job with the accent. I think my favorite part is how he drops the Spanish accent whenever he speaks Spanish.
Yes. any Spanish I have is probably...
Obligación de Revlar!
Developing Wednesday Addams, my interpretation of it, was actually pretty hard for me because it may not seem like it, but Wednesday is actually a very complex character because obviously she has that darkness that you see in all the movies, but in the musical she's changing and she's becoming a better version of herself and is becoming happier, so it's hard to find that balance of, you know, the darkness of Wednesday Addams, but also her developing her own happiness, and you have to have like a really good mixture, a really good balance, and that's been hard for me, but I think it's getting there.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously Wednesday in this musical is older than the traditional script where she's like, you know, what, 10, 12 maybe, yeah. Maybe even younger than that. And some people say that they don't really like how, like, she's older, but, like, how do you feel, like, her being older and going through, like, these changes adds a new depth to Wednesday's character?
I definitely think it's going to be nostalgic, especially for the people who are older and who grew up with the Addams Family. They get to see kind of where Wednesday Addams turned out in 10 years from then, and I think people will enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Morticia and obviously Gomez, you guys are married in this play. How's the chemistry on stage? Like, how is, like, that whole, like, taking your friendship off stage and making it, like, compatible on stage?
I think we're working really well together. I mean, we're really good friends off stage, so I think it's really easy and simple for us to just convert the friendship chemistry into kind of, like, a playful husband and wife chemistry, and I think it's going really well, and I don't think, you know, anything could be better.
I think it's just a matter of us not clowning around too mm-hmm. much.
Yeah. So all of you have obviously played parts in the past, whether it be like straight plays or musicals. What are some of your favorite parts that you've played in the past, and how are they better, or like which one compared to like Gomez, Morticia, Wednesday, like past parts, right?
I think Wednesday Addams could obviously not be any more different than Cinderella, which is a part I played in the past. Cinderella was obviously a princess, very sweet, very kind-hearted, and Wednesday is the complete opposite of that. So I love being challenged year by year, and last year in Sweet Charity I played another role that was quite different from both of them. So I love being challenged year by year, and I love the diversity of shows that Mr. Younger picks. I think he does a great job.
I think for me, Gomez Addams is a little, like, probably most like Vittorio Vidal mm-hmm. of Sweet Charity last year. He's got an accent. Vittorio Vidal was a little less out there and probably loud, and he was a little more, like, flamboyant, I'd say. Gomez Addams is Just like a loud, he's a large and in charge guy, I'd say.
Yeah, Vittorio was a great role. I just want to like give y'all a fun fact. When he was Vittorio Vidal in Sweet Charity, I played his girlfriend, me, Kaya Limbo. Imagine that, right? And this time they got him a real woman with real talent this time. Alicia Amaral, what's your answer?
I would have to say I'm the oddball out of this first group role of three. I have not played diverse characters. I have always played the kind of I'm doing what I want and this is what's going to happen. So I think my roles previously just kind of got me ready and worked me up to where I have to be for this show. So
if you could say like your top favorite song that you sing as a solo, as a entire full cast, what would it be?
As a solo, I would say Secrets is my favorite. But as a whole entire cast, I would have to say that One Normal Night is my favorite because I think it showcases a little bit of everybody. And I think that, you know, it's good to have diversity within our company. And I definitely think that it is one of the more challenging songs. So it shows how much, you know, we can work and our abilities to be where we're supposed to be. So
I think for a solo, I'm right there with Happy Sad. I think it's a really beautiful piece of music, in and out. The message isn't just Wednesday growing up and her father being sad, but also happy because she's moving on. The message is really kind of universal because it applies to everyone. You know, people are moving off to college. People are moving on to different grades. People are moving on in life, and it's kind of bittersweet no matter what it is. So to find that on stage is pretty amazing. And the group number is Full Disclosure by far.
My favorite solo to sing would probably be my piece in One Normal Night, just because, like Alicia said, it's one of our more challenging songs, and I don't know, I really like it. And then my favorite group number would definitely be Full Disclosure, because every single member of the Addams Family is showcased at one point or another, and the Beinecke family, who is Lucas, who's my new boyfriend's family.
Let's every not forget the ensemble.
Of course. Every single person is showcased in that number, which I love.
So when it comes to costumes, obviously people are expecting like the traditional Peter Pan collar dress, especially for Wednesday, the pinstripe suit for Gomez, yes, and Morticia, the dress cut down to Venezuela. So how's the costume?
It's cut up.
Cut up to Venezuela, I guess the show
it's
around.
It's a crew
neck.
So will people be excited to see the costumes?
Oh, yeah. They'll recognize the costumes right away. Mm-hmm. It's your traditional Addams Family costumes, same ones people grew up with.
As far as the ancestors go, though, that's taken to like a whole nother
level. Oh my gosh. The costumes in the show are the best of any show we've had.
Deb Roderick, always.
Above and beyond every show.
Always. So we've talked about costumes, we talked about the music, we've talked about a little bit of our onstage chemistry. Let's talk about the set a little bit. As always, if you know Fraven High School's sets, you know that they're always extravagant and awesome. Are the sets just as amazing as the costumes? What do you have to say?
They will be.
Yes. The drops come in, and I think...
Once we have stairs.
Yes.
The stage is going to look awesome.
Once the odds and ends come together, I think we'll be good.
I think, you know, every year we kind of take up a new challenge when it comes to the sets, and we kind of, you know, find a way to make our sets a little more extravagant and a little more out there. So I definitely think that this is one of the bigger shows where we are putting ourselves out there and definitely taking a risk with putting our sets and making them the best that they possibly can be.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the special effects.
Yes. Yeah. I think Lindsay and Alicia and I can all attest that, you know, going into our senior year, this is our last show with the theater company. So it definitely is going to be a good one to end, a good note. Emotional one.
Oh, yeah.
So I know Sam and Kyle, you guys have another year. If you could pick a show right now and dreams could come true and we could do it, what would it be for your senior year?
I want Mamma Mia. He says we'll never do it. We better.
Shrek the Musical.
Shrek the Musical.
Yes.
If we could do one show, I would love to do Mary Poppins so we could fly.
Mm-hmm. And Alicia, if you could do one show.
I think I have to go with Kyle and say Mamma Mia.
It's,
you know,
so good.
Before, Mr. Young always has this policy where he makes us guess what the show is. And before any of us really knew what it was, we all kind of just took guesses and assumed, you know, what we would hope it would be. And I was definitely up there with Mamma Mia, hoping. Oh, and
God. I feel robbed of having it this year because all I wanted was to see Alicia as Donna.
Oh my God. While we're on the subject, dream role. Alicia.
Heather Chandler from The Heathers.
Yes!
Absolutely.
I definitely think.
Lindsay, dream role.
Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. Definitely.
Beautiful. And Sam. Sam's working on his. Sam's working on his
Shrek.
Dream role.
Shrek
in the Shrek in the musical Shrek. Obvious. What? I don't know.
Bailey, what's your dream role?
My dream role? Okay, so if I could sing, assistant to the stage manager. If I could sing, it would definitely be Elphaba from Wicked. I think if I
want to see Bailey fly.
Yeah, right. I think, well, because that was like the first musical I ever saw. So, yeah. I mean, it has a special place. Value. Sentimental value.
Batman.
Yes.
Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Sam, do you not have a heart? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yes.
We've been new. Sis, we've been new.
Yeah, so obviously as we go forward and we leave high school, do any of you have hopes to continue with theater past high school?
Yes. I actually just finished a 2-month audition process for colleges. I traveled all over the place. I traveled to New York a few times, actually, and auditioned for colleges out there. I went to Boston. I went to Pennsylvania. And I just auditioned all over the place every single weekend in January and February. So right now I'm waiting for my letters to get back to me, seeing if I got in, where I got in, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be majoring in musical theater with a minor in English education. So,
as much as I love theater, I think I kind of have to push it off to a hobby and kind of go with what I think I'm really into, and that's to go into the criminal justice field and to become either a private investigator or a detective and pursue my passions that way.
Sam, I know you have another year, but do you have any plans post-high school for musical theater?
Post-high school, I'm gonna be pushing theater to the side. And right now, looking at Mass Maritime, but nothing set in stone right now. Still young, so got a lot to look at.
Speaking of this being your last show, Lindsay and Alicia, how does it feel to be a senior and to have been part of Fairhaven High School Theater Company and just the Fairhaven High School community for this long?
Honestly, this has been one of the best experiences in high school by far, because aside from all the shows and everything, Drama Club is a place where differences are not only accepted, but celebrated. And I think that's a really powerful thing, especially in a school that's very small, in a small town. We need a club like this.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. There's such like a sense of community here. There's no better group of people at Fairhaven than the Drama Club.
And leaving it is going to be so sad, but I'm excited to move forward. And I wish all of the underclassmen and the juniors nothing but success.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what you do. Alicia, how about you?
I definitely think that this has shaped me as a person. I think that, you know, when I first started this club as a freshman and ended up dropping out because I was just so afraid and so, you know, lost in this big school. And, you know, coming back my sophomore year, I met Mr. Young, and he's such an amazing individual and makes everybody feel so included. I think that he's definitely the reason why the Drama Club is where it is today, because he's just so accepting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Do you guys have any parting words before we close the show?
Come see Addams Family. Woo!
So the show opens tomorrow. It runs a 4-day weekend. Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 22nd through 25th. You can get your tickets at the box office, $15 for adults, $12 students and seniors. It'll take place at Fairhaven High School in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, 12 Huddleston Ave for those of you listening at home.